Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op's online radio network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, and joining us, as usual, is the founder and president of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Another good day, despite the fact that I have just inhaled some food and made my throat all scratchy. I'm feeling the top of the game.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I guess it's not the top because I'm got this one thing that's not right. And it's darn annoying because there's this thing right at the top of my throat. And it's so funny. It's this one teeny thing that's not perfect.
Yeah.
It's sort of like I'm looking at the wall of the room I'm in, and it's a perfectly well-painted wall. But there's a hole right in the middle of it where a nail was that a picture hung on some time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So
now, that little hole represents just what percentage? 0.00001 of the wall's surface. But what does my eye see? The hole.
That, yeah.
The thing that's other than everything else. Pattern recognition, right?
Yeah.
Well, just to finish the concept, I think we humans are really good at seeing what's wrong as opposed to seeing what's right. Hmm. And I think advertising works on that principle, is that they always focus on selling you the storm, not the sunshine.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I'm actually suffering from a sore throat, and I think it's scratchy, and it's better today than it was yesterday. Yesterday it was very sexy and growly. And what was interesting is I was thinking of I've had some stress with one of my sons the last couple of weeks, and I noticed the last few days I wasn't drinking my superfoods, and I wasn't eating my vitamins and minerals, and I was also going and eating things that I didn't normally eat, like a Rice Krispie marshmallow cakey thing and a big cinnamon bun, and I know those things are all suppressing my immune system, right?
Yeah, we know better, don't we?
We know better, and then of course, so I'm looking back at, you know, how stressed out I am, how I'm not getting good sleep, and how I'm sort of running around, and then what I'm just putting into my body and not putting into my body, and then I thought, well, you know, I'm not surprised that my body has said, you know, time for cold. And I can remember exactly when it started. It was just like this little switch flipped on. I was like, fine. And then I go, oh, I got a little sore throat going on here now. Darn.
Yes. And so out of the 100 trillion cells in your body, maybe something like 20 million are in trouble. But everything else is just fine, right?
That's correct.
Maybe.
Maybe. It seems to be fine.
Well, what if it's not, right?
Yep.
How would we know?
I guess we would be in pain.
Not necessarily. You know, like cancer arises in people, takes years, you know. It's sort of like a tide that's slowly coming in, and it doesn't seem like much, you know.
Right.
And remember we used that metaphor of the iceberg before. It's, you know, 10% of the iceberg is above water because of how the specific weights work between water and ice, but most of the iceberg is actually hidden from view. You know, with cancer, it's a similar thing. You have 100 trillion cells, or give or take some number, but it's about that kind of number, in your body, and at any given time, there are many of them that are cancerous. But because your immune system is okay, it can handle it. And especially if your pH balance is still good, it will not allow for the cells to stay cancerous.
Okay.
So,
interesting.
So, you know, visualize it this way. Cancer is a mushroom. It's a fungus gone further. Like, you know, it's you start with viral, then you progress into fungi and yeast, and then you go all the way to cancer. That's just like the extreme expression of the same thing. So
right.
if you visualize how you grow mushrooms, you know, remember that old saying, they treat us like mushrooms here.
Yes.
They keep us in the dark and feed us crap.
Right.
Well, it's exactly what cancer needs. So as long as your lymphatic system is depressed, repressed, acidic, it's not transporting sufficient oxygen, which is sort of the... Keeping the dark, yes. Keeping the darkness. The light and dark metaphor works really well here. Oxygen is like the light. So as long as there's not enough oxygen, the cell will switch from respiration to fermentation. And once it's gone to fermentation, it's as if it put on earmuffs or stuck fingers in its ears. It no longer is listening to the signaling that's natural to cells. A cell is supposed to, number one, if it's damaged, it's supposed to be attempted to be repaired. And if it's repaired, if it's damaged beyond repair, then it's supposed to shut down and recycle, you know, just simply break down into individual components and go away.
Right, the body just flushes it out.
Right, absorption. And in its place, a new cell would grow from the neighboring healthy cells by division.
Right.
However, if the signaling is turned off by the presence of the crap and absence of oxygen, then the cell stays cancerous, and it will, in fact, co-opt its neighboring cells to join it. So all of a sudden we have little islands of cancer. And then if that becomes permanent and starts growing, that's when we start getting a tumor. You know, by the time a tumor is 1 centimeter in diameter, these are billions of cells.
Right, yes. It's grown to the point where it really makes a difference now.
Yes. Well, now we have a visible tumor, something that we can see on a mammogram or on a PET scan or whatever, you know,
or even feel it, like lumps in the breast. That's
yeah, right. But by the time you're at this stage, you're way down the path, you know, towards the cancer. I mean, still, you know, just like that little image of a nail hole in a otherwise perfect wall, still, you know, it's totally visible now, and it's capable of growing. It's capable of going metastatic. You know, going metastatic really means that the cancer is just simply going systemic. It always is systemic, and it always starts in one spot. But now that your defenses are further lowered, that's when you get these metastatic situations.
Right, right.
That's why people on chemo don't necessarily have any win against cancer. You know, they just have a reprieve. But a few years later, it's everywhere.
Right, yeah, because you're just dealing with the local area, but you're not dealing with the fact that you're in the dark and your body is... Like you were talking about mushrooms. I mean, we don't grow mushrooms on, Sundex and wonderful soil, right? It's usually...
No.
It's crap.
No, you feed them garbage. Rotting garbage, because that is mushrooms' job, is decomposition in
right.
absence of oxygen. And that's what cancer is. And then so if your body is like that, you know, if your lymphatic system is filled with garbage, the only weapon the body has to deal with it is to use the fungus for decomposition.
Right. So it's actually a good... it's the proper functionality of the body and everything else that this is happening. It's just that as living beings, we don't like it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's the correct reaction in the tissue to the condition in which it's finding itself.
But we don't like it because we're going to die. Right?
Well, I guess so I have to come up with this. Yeah, I have to come up with this metaphor. I may have used it before, but it's the aquarium.
Yes,
if,
that's right.
You know, if you see your cells as the fish, and the lymphatic or all the other body fluids as the water in the aquarium, you will notice that the cells are taking up its nutrients from the water, but they're also pooping right back into the water. So
yes.
It's all one connected system. So if your oxygen and carbon dioxide management isn't correct, like you either have to have living plants in the aquarium and sufficient light so that the plants are actually growing, so that they're converting the CO2 that's in the water and producing oxygen that they put into the water. Or else you at least have to have an effective bubbler, you know, a pump system that pushes oxygen into the water.
Yeah, that's what I used to have when I was a kid and I had fish. We would have this little thing in the corner and it would just be bubbling all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't have the bubbler, there's not enough oxygen coming into the water and the fish will die. Or if you overfeed the tank, right?
Yeah.
What happens?
Right, the water, too much oxygen, they're going to die.
The water rots when you overfeed the fish, you know, like if you put too much food that they cannot consume.
Oh, right, right.
So that's a common problem in the abundant, or affluent, I should say, society, where we have instant access to too much restaurant food. And we just eat.
And eat.
And the body's defense mechanisms, you know, either you get into diabetes or you get into cancer. That's the final stages of too many calories. Anyway, so I'm getting sidetracked a bit, but I wanted to talk about the fact that we have now added two more products to the lineup of the Remedy Link suppositories. These are not suppositories, these are capsule-based products. One of them called Limplex and the other one called Elagica.
So they go in through the mouth, not the other way.
Right, they are nutrients that you take through the mouth. And, you know, Elagica is based on a extract from seeds. Elagic acid, quercetin, pumpkin seed, bromelain, ginkgo, natokinase, you know, all the stuff that will help strip the protective layers off of the cancerous cells and work on the signaling that they would normally use to recognize themselves as healthy or sick. If a cell recognizes itself as sick, it shuts down. Cancer cell has disabled this signaling mechanism. So when it gets this message from a concentrated elagic acid, bam, it does that. Now we can get into the science of it. It's essentially a specific enzyme. It's called integrase. And all viruses need this enzyme to enter our cells to complete their life cycle. And if they can't get into the cell, they're locked out.
Which is really what we want.
It's exactly what we want. So instead of trying to deal with cancer by burning it with radiation or slicing it out with a surgery or poisoning it to death with chemotherapy, instead we deliver this completely harmless plant supplement that shuts down or disinhibits the enzyme that makes it possible for this thing to go on.
And this enzyme is not a human enzyme. It's not an enzyme that has any function in the body, like we've talked about other enzymes and how important they are. This one doesn't have any function in our own bodies, right?
Right, yes, exactly. Its only function is to disinhibit the growth of the viral situation. So it's, you know, this same thing is usable for any viral illness, you know, whether it's AIDS or I don't know what else we can think of off the top of our heads here.
Well, the swine flu sort of thing.
Yeah, that's, yeah, all the influenzas, that type of thing.
So, and it has an impact on, we've been talking about mushrooms as a way of picturing it, but really fungus and yeast.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Right. So, ellagic acid also inhibits another enzyme called gyrase, and that's a important enzyme to bacteria. Again, the bacterial ability to reproduce is inhibited. You know, it just kills them.
So this sort of sterilizes the fungus, the yeast, the bacteria, and the viruses. One way
from inside, yes, from inside. Essentially, it's just like you whispered the password to your enemy that says, "Swallow your poison," and your enemy had no choice other than to obey.
Right. Cool. So, does it have an impact on parasites?
Yes. You know, it's, I don't know what's going on in there. I don't think the research is really clear. But all I can say, it's helpful.
It sounds like Mr. Clean.
Well,
just cleans out all of the bad bacteria, the viruses, the parasites. Sounds pretty amazing.
Right. I mean, the big ones are, you know, are you concerned about cancer? Or are you completely in the throes of a viral condition that's just has you stumped?
Right.
You know, so if your body doesn't recover after 2 weeks, which is the normal course of a flu, then it's time to reach for these heavy guns. You know, this Elagica is not necessarily the cheapest thing on the block, but it's effective.
Well, and it depends on what you compare it to. I think there's lots of candida remedies or products out there that are pretty expensive.
Oh, yes. Well, so anyway, for somebody who's just doing one box, you know, it's one price. If you're dealing with cancer, we actually have a fairly steep discount for people who buy a dozen of it. So by that, I mean it's like 25% off. So it becomes much more affordable if you're going for a course of it as opposed to just one box to deal with a minor problem.
Right. Cool. So this is one of the latest products you've added to the Life Enthusiast
yeah.
Co-op lineup.
That's right. And then the other, its cousin, it's called Lymplex, as in lymphatic system, Lymplex. And you know how I was talking about the aquarium? Well, Lymplex is a blend of herbs that will strengthen and tighten the lymph nodes and junctions and help cleanse and flush out the toxins. So, you know, just to give it some specifics, let's just name some of the stuff here. We have ginger, echinacea, three different species, astragalus, cleavers, calendula, red root, lobelia, mullein, burdock, and capsules.
Cool.
So what you're dealing with is essentially the core of the lymphatic system support. It's like scrubbing it nice and clean.
So the crap and the rotting stuff that mushrooms grow on in the dark, we're basically cleaning that crap out. We're not. So we've talked about one that adds oxygen, or turns the light on so it's not dark. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the other one that kind of cleans out the floor.
Right, yeah. This is the garbage. This is the garbage collecting crew. So the first one, the Alagica, that's like your short-term, attack, whereas this Limplex, that's your long-term prevention. And I guess they should really be used in tandem, because if you have one, you probably have the other. You know, it's difficult to imagine that you would have cancerous cells in the body without giving them the chance to grow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
As we mentioned, you know, there's no way that you're going to be growing mushrooms on your sun deck.
That's right.
So the same way, there will be no cancer in a healthy lymphatic system.
So what are some of the actions of Limplex?
Actions? You tell me. I don't know it off the top of my head.
Well, does it? It sounds like it removes toxins, right?
Right. Oh, definitely that. Yes.
And then, what about if you're infected? Like you've got infections, right?
Yes. Well, you know, it's. I mean, this is a support of your lymphatic system organs, which these are all the things that most doctors consider something that you could be without. You know, this is your appendix, your tonsils, and your spleen. These are major cleansing organs that you can live without as long as you're living a very clean life. You know, like the appendix, for instance, is the storage place where most of the probiotics are stored in your body. Well, so if you cut it off, you don't have a store, you still have probiotics all over the intestinal system, but you don't have a place where you have a spare cellar, I don't know what you'd call it, you know, like a storage for safekeeping and in emergencies.
Right.
Or tonsils, you know, tonsils are supposed to trap things from going through the mouth into your lungs, right? Well, if they're not there, then they're not trapping it, so it's all going to now have to rely on your backup cleansing system, not the primary, because you just get rid of the primary. Your spleen. Spleen cleanses your blood. So, again, you know, if you keep your blood clean, that's all right. But if you don't, then you're going to miss your spleen badly.
Absolutely.
So I don't think I managed to answer your direct question today.
No, I think you did. Like the tonsils, you need support, and we need support removing toxins from our body. And we know that we've got that. You know, we're always exposed to viruses and fungus and bacteria and parasites. You know, that's a constant war that goes on in different parts of our body. And mm-hmm. the job of the lymphatic system is to, you know, to recognize these infections and get rid of them. And
yeah.
That's the job of the white blood cells, right? They're kind of like
these
forces that go down. And, you know, you're a bad guy, get out of here. And that kind of reminds me of a friend of mine who his wife, all she can remember of her childhood is her mother taking her to see sick children. So Susie down the block has chicken pox. The mom was right there, play with Susie. Johnny down the block has a cold. She's right there, play with Johnny. You know, Henry's got the flu. She's right there playing with Henry. And she just, you know, was totally around all this stuff. And he says, you know, I've known her for 15 years now, and she has never once been sick.
That's right.
And so I...
Well, this reminds me, you know, this reminds me of the exercise concept, right? If you use your muscles in exercise, you will have them when you need them. You know, like when, I don't know what the point is, you know, some disaster strikes and you need to start running away from it. Well, if you've spent 8 hours sleeping and 4 hours in front of television and 8 hours at your desk, that's 20 hours out of the 24 that you have been completely inactive.
Yep. And that's not good.
Exactly not good. So when it comes time to actually perform, it won't be there. And this is what you just described, you know, this little immune system has been challenged and challenged and challenged, so it's well trained. It knows what to do when it encounters problems.
With our white blood cells, we even have specialized cells in that group that recognize certain infections and tumors from memories. So they remember every infection we've had or whatever we've been exposed to. So the next time we're exposed, the immune system knows better how to respond.
Right, exactly. So instead of having a 10-day affair with it, you have a 3-hour affair with it.
That's right. So that's kind of the beauty of having a strong lymphatic system is you're able to deal with all these different things that are occurring far better than if it's tired and worn and full of sludge and muck and everything else, overwhelmed.
Yes.
So Lymplex is going to help support that lymphatic system a lot.
That's correct. Now, still, you must exercise. You know, lymphatic system does not have a pump. You know,
right.
Your blood is circulated by the pump, your heart, but your lymphatic system doesn't have any such thing. The only way it is circulated is by you moving your body against gravity. It sort of is like a shaker when you're making a drink. You know, it's the momentum and inertia, where the fluid wants to stay in the same place in relation to the gravity, to the planet. So when you move it up, the fluid goes up. I forget which way I said it. But anyway, the fluid wants to stay in the same place. So when you move the body within which that fluid is contained, it actually gets to move up or down. So if you step down, the fluid goes up. If you jump up, the fluid actually goes down. In your lymphatic channels, there's a series of flaps that close against gravity. So as you jump, every time you go down, the fluid goes up freely, but as soon as you reverse the direction, the flaps close and the upward movement of the fluid is retained.
Cool. And that's why bouncing on the bouncer is such a good way of getting the lymphatic system moving.
That's right. That reminds me. Just in case you haven't thought of it, you better use your mini trampoline to help deal with this situation that you have in your throat.
Actually, I started doing it last night. And I find it really weird, too, because when I stop and I get off and I'm sort of standing on ground, solid ground, it feels like my body is still moving kind of up and down. Like these fluids are moving up and down. It's a very interesting feeling.
Yes, I remember that. It sort of reminds me of getting off of a cruise ship after a week.
Right.
It's like, oh, the ground is moving. Oh, no, it's not moving. It's solid. I just have a perception of it. Yeah.
That's right. So, Martin, if someone wanted to know more about these two new products, Lymplex and Elagica, what should they do?
On the life-enthusiast.com website, the brand is Remedy Link. Find it there. Give us a call. We're at 1-866-543-3388. We'll explain the details if it's not clear enough yet. So that should be it for today, yes?
Yes. So thank you for joining us, everybody. You've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and the planet.
Thank you.